Human.
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 Three fourths.
Human.
Human.
Three fourths human with Kevin Marcy on Slotto and AI.
We have a guest.
Yeah.
Yay.
What? Taylor Williamson. Hi there.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me. I'm so honored.
You just accidentally dialed into this show, didn't you? You had no intention of being on this ridiculous podcast.
I don't make jokes. This is my dream. It's always been a dream of mine since I was a child.
I will say this, that I was having a phone conversation with Taylor, and he said, you guys really should start that podcast. And I said, And he said, no, seriously, you should do it. And so he kind of talked us into it.
This is my fault?
Yeah, it's your fault. But also, thank you.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
And say hi to our artificial intelligence, who we named Cornelius, Corny for short.
Hi, Corny.
G'day, Taylor. Great to have you here. Excited to be part of this.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 1,000, how creeped out are you by that?
It's 1,002, maybe. I apologize to your listeners for this happening. I just want to say that.
I tried to get Corny to watch your comedy special on YouTube.
But what happened?
I think he did.
Oh.
And how exactly do you get him to watch something on YouTube?
You can put in a print text. So I just put in the link. And I said, this is Taylor Williamson's comedy. It's on YouTube. It's called Live at the Comedy Store. And summarize it for me. So, Corny, can you tell us anything about Taylor Williamson?
Taylor Williamson is a comedian known for his witty and self-deprecating humor. He gained popularity from his appearance on America's Got Talent and has performed at various venues, including the Comedy Store. His style is often observational and relatable. Which audiences...
That wasn't my experience in Michigan this weekend, but I understand that I'm happy that in Australia they feel that way. That's nice.
Wait, so you had a bad time in Michigan? Or are you joking?
No, I had a fine time in Michigan, but there was one guy at the end of the show on Saturday who was giving me a dirty look. And this is something that you guys don't have to experience in radio, but the crowd's having a good time, but you look in the audience and you see one person who hates you.
And you just fixate on that, right? You just can't. How could you not?
And I'm about to wrap up. I'm like saying, thanks for coming. You know, I'm going to do one more joke and then get out of here. Come say hi if you'd like. I'm wrapping it up. But like, this is one guy and I was like, you look like you're not having a good time, sir. And then he's like, I hate you. And then I'm like, oh.
Sorry, why am I the only one laughing?
If it was any other place, like the crowd would have, I've been doing this for a long time, the crowd would have had my back. The crowd
turns on him, right? Normally.
Right. They were just indifferent. So the whole conversation, the crowd is just listening, like, okay. Like, so he's like, I hate you. And then I go, and it takes a lot for me to get mean. Like, I'll try to make people feel bad and feel shame in silly ways and self-deprecating ways, like Corny suggested. But I'm just like, I'm fishing for laughter and also communication and connection. And so I'm just like, hey, so why do you hate me? That hurts my feelings. Are you being sincere? You seem like you really do hate me. He's like, I do. And I'm like, oh boy, why do you hate me, sir? And he's like, you're from California.
Oh.
And then I'm like, oh, okay. You hate me because I'm from California. And I was like, you're being sincere. He's like, yeah. I'm like, have you ever been to California? He's like, no. And by the way, and the crowd's not laughing. Usually the crowd's laughing along and like, this guy's an idiot. They were all just like,
yeah, you know what? California does suck. You know,
let's think about it. Let's have a conversation about it.
They weren't even on his side. They weren't even but they were just kind of like, whatever, that's the vibe I'm getting from traveling around America in this time period. People are just kind of like, meh. Like, wow. like beyond.
I think they're all dazed, right? Everybody's just like getting beat over the head with all the insanity all the time. They're just. I can't. Whatever. Who cares?
I performed on an election. I mean, I could go on with this story. But anyway, but like, they're just like, I hate you from California. Have you ever been to California? No. Then he says to me, like, I bet you never read a book before. And I was like, tell me a book you've ever read. And he just like, anyways, I performed election night at the Comedy Store. And like, people weren't like happy or sad. The people who came to the show were totally zombied out.
Really? That's interesting.
And that was completely my experience. And I watched the other comedians for an hour, and like, they didn't want to hear. They just, they're not angry. They're not like, shut up, I don't want to hear about it. They're just zombied out.
Awesome. But I am not for assholes. So
I hate bullying.
What a dick.
I just don't like a bully. So it's hard for me to let it go, you know? And then someone on the side was like, finally goes, he's just joking, move along, he's just joking. She's trying to be helpful, like a sweet mom. And I was like, he's actually not joking. He made it clear he's not joking. And
he would have hated all of us because we're from California.
And he's making assumptions. He doesn't know. I don't talk politics or anything. I said to him, do you like Ronald Reagan? I talked to him like a child. He's like, I love Ronald Reagan. I'm like, well, you know, he's from California.
Exactly.
And then I was like, you know, I'm a nice boy from California who came from nice weather to come to really cold weather to make you guys laugh and forget about your worries. Why do you not like me? And then he goes, Holly weird. And like, he's so, it's assuming a bunch of really bad, horrible Epstein's type stuff, you know? It's just like, he's just, so I get full of rage. And I know how to ruin a show, as your listeners are learning.
Corny, where did you come online? Where was your program created? Was it California?
I'm not tied to any specific location. I'm just here in the cloud.
That's a politically correct answer.
Yeah.
He's like Dora the Explorer. You know, she has no nationality.
That guy would hate Corny.
That guy? By the way,
you're the guy in your audience. Why? There are some people who just want to be that guy. And they're upset. They hate the world because their life sucks. Yes. So everybody else sucks and you suck. And
yes.
Why entertain that guy? Why directly have that conversation with him?
Because I'm not a healthy person, Kevin.
You're a comedian. They're never healthy, right? Have you ever met, Taylor, a healthy comedian? Like someone who had their shit together, truly?
Let me correct that and add to it. Have you ever met a healthy comedian who's funny?
No, right. There you go.
That's a great question.
There's plenty of healthy comedians that never met anyone laugh before. Sluggo says smoking is cool.
Right.
Come on, kids, smoke today.
Taylor, do you drink at all?
Can I tell you, when I met you, I never drank before in my life.
Well, Kevin has that effect on a lot of people.
But then I started drinking. I swear to God, then after I met you, I was like, I can't handle this world anymore. And I started drinking.
Wow. And I didn't even say I hated you.
You were like the kind of bully where you're like, hey, come hang out with me. And I'm like, oh, cool, thanks. Then you're mean to me. And I'm like, is this a friendship?
Well, listen, you know I love you.
I love you too.
Oh.
Oh my God, I love you guys.
Oh,
cheers. Marcy drinks.
Cheers. Marcy's drinking wine.
Are we supposed to be drinking right now?
Yes. Taylor, I need to see your dog. Can you show us your
Where's
the dog?
Where is Betty?
Bring on Betty. Bring on Betty. Yes.
Oh, I love you, Betty.
I love Betty.
Now, what Taylor is suggesting and that I was mean to him is I categorized his wonderful, wonderful dog. And I love dogs. I'm a dog person. Not so much for cats, but I love dogs all day long.
I'm getting a cat. We'll talk about that
later. Yes, okay. Unbelievably cute kitten. Good for you.
And I made the mistake of telling Taylor that his dog was ugly cute, which that is a category, right? There are dogs that are ugly cute. Like, hold up Betty again. Hold up Betty one more time.
She's right there.
She's sleeping.
She's sleeping.
She hates your show so much.
We put her right to sleep.
Taylor, how would you describe Betty? How would you describe her look?
Her looks.
A beauty queen.
Okay.
Listen, can I tell you how I describe her? She's like, you know, like there's like supermodels, and you're like the new kind of supermodel where you're like, is she pretty? Then you're like, see, like, oh, she's dating Shia LaBeouf. Okay, yeah, she's really pretty. Okay, that's Betty. She's like an alien. She's alien hot. Like, she's a new kind of.
Okay, alien hot. I like
alien
it.
Alien hot.
That is getting a little close to ugly cute.
I can go with alien hot.
That's Sluggo.
I'm just saying, it's in the ballpark.
Here's my description. She looks like she stuck her paw in a outlet and got electrocuted.
I think she's like a sexy Wolf Blitzer. Like if he was a hot lady.
That dog is so adorable. I absolutely love that dog.
I wanted to ask you a serious question about her, Taylor, and that is you have a built-in...
Careful.
You have a built-in way of interacting with people. When you walk around with the dog, people are attracted to the dog. They talk to the dog. They talk to you. If you're any bit uncomfortable, I think it would be a great thing to do like you're doing, which is I'm going to carry my dog with me, and that's an automatic talking point.
You're asking if I use her to meet babes walking around?
Sure.
Is that what you're saying?
I mean, that. No, I was saying anybody, but you could go babes.
I mean, you're acting like I want to talk to strangers. You think I want to talk to people when I walk around? Listen, she is an icebreaker. Yes, you're asking. Okay. I can't tell if you're being nice and sincere, if you're making
fun.
I'm in defense mode with you at all times.
You are. I know. I'm sorry.
I apologize.
It's very wise.
I was being sincere, though. Yes, an icebreaker was what I was trying to say.
It is. Yeah, but also the problem is also strangers come up and they try to touch her, and they say unkind things to her. Also, they go, "What is that?"
They don't. No way.
Boo.
That's terrible. Are you a germaphobe?
Could I just say something to the room? She can't understand English.
I think they understand vibes.
They do vibes.
They say dogs are like a 2 or 3 year old, and that means they can understand simple words.
Yeah,
like, no, like, don't.
Ugly.
Yes.
No. They don't know ugly.
Terrible.
No, because
no
if you said
3 year old should ever hear that directly,
right. You said
them.
You're so ugly. You're so ugly.
Oh,
they
no,
would be happy.
Terrible.
Kevin, how would
you say it right? Yes, I suppose. That
yes, sorry, if you what? Say it with the right
if you
tone.
Say it like this, then you're going to train them that ugly is good.
Right,
oh, sweetheart, that's... you're so ugly.
Right,
I wish someone had done that for me when I was a kid.
Oh, Sluggo, this is a good thing.
Oh.
We're just now learning a little bit about our friend Sluggo.
Kevin, how would you feel if when you had a baby in your arms when you're walking to Home Depot holding your baby, and then someone's like, your baby's ugly. You'd be like, well, she doesn't know, so I don't care.
I would lose it. No
so
question.
So that's how I feel. Thank you.
But I don't think strangers come up. Do strangers come up to you and say she's ugly?
People say unkind things, honestly. They go, what is that, a rat?
Yeah, I've had that question about my Chihuahua. And when my wife was with me, she was about to tear their head off. I'm like, just a bad joke or a stupid observation. Just let it go. She will murder anyone who says anything about her dog. So,
I'll say a joke about it. Like your ugly, cute thing, which we'll talk about, like changed the course of my life. But
what? My ugly, cute thing?
When you called Betty ugly cute, it changed the trajectory of both of our lives. All of our lives. Everyone here, really.
The trajectory. Really. Wow.
But I don't like bullies, and it really, they bother me. That's why it's hard to ignore the guy who's being unkind, who came to my show and whatever, and like, and is whatever. But like, we'll just, anyone who sees someone with a pet and will just go up and say something snarky and unkind, like leaning towards unkind, like who does that? Like, if you're holding, it's like if you're wearing a shirt and someone goes, ew, that's the shirt you're wearing. It's like the same kind of thing. It's just like, you're a person. You probably listen to the Woody show, you loser, you know? Like,
I don't think.
I'm trying to think of like an enemy. I don't know.
I would never do that to a stranger, though. I only do that with you because we
you're
have
a sweet
fun.
Friends. Exactly. That's the difference. It's like you can goof on your friend, but to a stranger.
Does it bother you when people come up and pet Betty?
I hate it.
Because are you a germaphobe? Because I'm kind of a germaphobe. And I'm like, where have your hands been? And you're touching my dog.
You're being very sweet self-effacing in a lovely way. But like, I don't think we should be called germaphobes. I don't want your filth. No one washes their hands. Everyone's disgusting. I don't want people's filthy hands on my dog who then goes in my bed. Like a gentle lady that she is, you know? And like, it's rude. And that's the other thing. People, they don't ask before they pet. It's really... But you know what's worse than the people
especially with Chihuahuas, you should ask before you pet.
Yes, well, they'll kill you. Or
right.
They don't care. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the worst, do you have this? I mean, there's so many levels of the worst. You guys have this as dog parents? When someone goes to your dog and they go, oh, what's your name? And then I'm like, am I supposed to answer on behalf of my dog?
Yes, you are. Yeah.
And then we just have a game of chicken where we're both awake. Like, I'm like, I'm not answering. And they keep staring in my dog's eyes, waiting for her to answer. Then eventually I'm like, I'm Betty. I'm a chihuahua. I'm a good girl.
Don't give in to pressure, man. Just
it sounds like a battleground out there with Betty.
Yeah. Hey, Taylor. Yeah. I want to ask you, because I have been watching Hoarders, and this is so stupid. I can't even believe I'm bringing this up. I love your bit on Hoarders because
thank you.
I do not like reality TV. Yeah. And a friend sucked me into Hoarders. So I've been watching Hoarders and I hate it.
Tell
and
us what's going on with it. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Oh, there are so many. There's some terrible ones.
The reason she brought it up is because Taylor talks about it in his comedy special on YouTube.
And Taylor talks about it, and I was like, he's seen these.
I had a woman come up to me. A woman came up to me at the comedy club and said, I was on America's Got Talent. She goes, hey, that's so cool. You're on a reality show. I was also on a reality show. And I go, okay, cool. What were you on? She goes, Hoarders. Like proudly, like it's her credit. Like, oh yeah, I was on the Tonight Show. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I was on Hoarders. Yeah,
I was the one that was covered completely in filth and hadn't washed myself or my house or my dog in years. And
something as a bragging point is really weird, because I understand if I'm going to lose my house and I have to go here to, I have to go on to get some help, but to brag about it is
strange.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's all because Taylor was making fun of it, which is very strange. That's what got you into it? Hoarders?
We're bonding over
rats and cats.
Marcy, I paid attention.
Taylor, you are a rare breed. And I love you. Thank you.
I love you too.
There's Sluggo. Oh,
there we go.
Oh, my Taylor goodness.
Pixie would like to say hi to. There you go, to Betty.
Are you guys? Are they each single? Are they?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's a great question.
Yeah. Me or Sluggo? Me and Sluggo.
Taylor, tell us about. So you came into our precious little show here in Los Angeles on the radio, and you were talking about Betty. And then tell us the whole crazy story, because it's so bizarre. What happened after that on social media with Betty?
So Kevin's a monster. And he went on Twitter.com, the really healthy website, free of hate and anti-Semitism, and just full of love and positive energy and all the good stuff. And he tweeted out, he added to the positive energy of Twitter, and he wrote, he posted a picture of Betty where she looks great, as she always does.
That's a given. Yeah, it's just a given.
Sure.
Yeah.
And he did a poll, is Taylor's dog cute, or ugly cute? And then
what was the results of that poll? I don't remember. I remember the poll going up, but I don't know.
Kevin,
I can tell you 68% said ugly cute.
Fucking hell. This country, this world. What a mess.
I don't think it's hateful. I love dogs. I love Betty.
Well, listen, there's an ugly dog contest that happens annually. Would you ever enter Betty into that?
I wouldn't even go there.
Do I need to be here?
Yeah, right?
What happened after the poll?
Hold on, before you get to the poll. Cornelius,
what are the top five ugliest dogs?
So, the top five ugliest dogs? That's a bit harsh. But some famously unique-looking breeds are the Chinese Crested, the Mexican Hairless, and the Neapolitan Mastiff. Each has its own charm.
He's kind of racist.
Yeah, and he always really throws in that nice bit at the end, you know? He's like, I mean, Mexican Hairlesses, they are... They're a little,
It.
A little hideous.
He's like,
but they're hideous.
I need to look at pictures of these dogs, but it felt kind of racist.
He's like, I hate Mexicans, but my mom's Mexican, so it's okay. I can say that. Like,
all right. You. So, anyways,
I'm sorry, I interrupted. Let's go back. Yes,
yeah, the horrible poll, and then what happened after that? With the poll after.
And then I got a lot of messages from people saying Kevin's a monster and Kevin's going to hell. I got like a thousand of those. And then there was like 300, like, can Sluggo do the show by himself? Sure. And then
Basically, anyway.
And then I got like 500 messages that were like, "Can Marcy replace Kevin and do Sluggo and Marcy?" Like,
no, let's not get crazy here.
No, I'm not lying. And then, but then I got one DM from someone named Randy Wang, and he was like, he sent me a picture of his dog, and then I looked at it, and then because I knew what Betty was in the shelter with, my dog Betty was in the shelter with her mom.
And, with that guy's dog.
Yes.
And that guy's dog was Betty's mom.
And I knew, spoiler alert, but yeah. So but I knew that she was with her mom, but they were bonded and they should have been offered together. It's actually
really. And the other one's name is bonded. Rita, right?
So anyways, this guy, because I knew the story and I seen the pictures of them, I knew that they look like clones of each other. I was like, oh my God, is that his, did you get your dog at this shelter in LA? And then they're called Wagmore, respect, like they do a lot of good, you know. I think The Rock got a dog from there, that means they're good, you know. And so then we connected because he works in radio, he hosts on and produces at KABC, so I was like, he's probably not a murderer because he's got a job, you know.
Right.
Who is this person?
Randy Wang.
Oh, that's why I know the name so very well. I love Randy. Yeah, no, I know Randy
how
very
funny.
Well.
How he's gonna love this.
Small world. Say hi, Randy.
Hi, Randy. And then, I didn't know him, so I don't mind speaking. Like, he's just a stranger who has a dog that I want to meet. Like, I don't want to meet him.
Right.
I want the dog. I was like, so I had some trepidation of meeting him. And then also, like, I'd rather go I'm around on weekdays, not weekends, and he's the opposite. But then, like, a year later, like, a couple of months ago, I met him and his sweet wife, and it was really nice. And we got the dogs together, and they could not have cared less, which is...
Oh, no way, really?
Which is...
They didn't care. Hilarious.
Which
That's
is,
funny.
4 years later, I should have... Oh, we should have turned this into a trivia game. Cut out this part. Do you guys think the dogs got along? Or do you think that
yes,
they...
absolutely. Rita was probably very happy to see her baby.
They fought.
They fought.
Did they fight?
The options are, did they love each other or did they try to eat each other alive? They fought.
Really? Yeah.
They fought to the death and Betty won.
Wow.
Yay, no. Betty.
Wow, yeah.
Hey, so, you know, you were talking about doing a little quiz there. Why don't we play One American Dollar? Taylor, you want to maybe win a dollar? Mm. You could actually win cash on this show.
Is this legal?
No.
No. But that's what we like about it.
Yeah.
We do. We love running.
Kids, it's 10 most popular dog breeds in the USA as of the year 2023. This is according to the American Kennel Club, AKC to those in the know. But let's talk the 10 most popular dog breeds in the USA. Taylor, I think you should go first since you're the honored guest.
Golden Retriever.
Golden Retriever is on the list. And he is, where the hell is he? Number 4, highly trainable with a fantastic demeanor. Marcy.
You stole my dog.
You only had one?
My dog.
I'm so sorry. I feel bad.
It's okay. Let's
wait,
go.
We have all dogs
I'm going with Taylor's, a Chihuahua.
Oh, a Chihuahua.
No way.
No, sadly, they don't like my dog. Yeah, they don't like Taylor's
racist.
Dog.
They're racist like Kevin.
No.
Exactly.
Marcy, that's Chihuahua. A terrible guess.
All right, Kevin.
I'm going to say German Shepherd.
German Shepherd is...
That's good. That's good.
Is number 3. Needs lots of mental and physical stimulation if you decide you're going to get one.
And training.
Wagmore. Taylor?
Yeah, well, I guess it's...
I go again?
Yeah.
I thought I won. Didn't I win?
You know, you can't come by a dollar that easily.
Wait.
No, you did not.
Labrador Retriever?
Labrador Retriever is number 1. And Labrador Retrievers have been number 1 on this list for 30 years.
Wow.
Most popular dog in the U.S. for 30 freaking years.
Yeah, wow.
I had anybody have a lab? I had a black lab.
I've not had a lab.
Did not, no.
There's
I had a golden retriever, but not a lab.
Yeah, goldens are great.
Yes.
Marcy.
Let's go poodles.
Poodle. Kevin, do you think poodle's on the list? Marcy?
What?
Kevin, you're incorrect. It's number six. Poodles are number six on the list. Well
done. Is that right?
Yeah. So, Kevin, your turn. What do
I'm going to say bulldogs.
I'm going to give you French bulldog. Oh, no, number five. I was incorrect anyway. Bulldog's number five on the list.
Yes. Love him. He's adorable.
This is stressing me out. I feel it's like only a dollar, though.
It's only a dollar.
Listen, it's in this economy.
Sweet prize.
I need that dollar. I need a
thank
dollar.
You.
Yep. That's see? Right.
How'd you do that? This is some radio magic. Stardom. Magic. This show is overstimulating. Like, I feel like I'm gonna have a seizure. This is like,
oh, please do, please do. That'd be awesome. Have a seizure. Have a seizure. Have a seizure. Who's voting for seizure?
Oh, don't have a seizure.
Yeah. That'd be the preview for the episode.
That would be so good. For, like, get an article out of this. Are you kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah. We get some press for once. All right, Taylor. We have four more to go. 150 more to go.
I don't know that I have any more guesses. Sorry. Go ahead.
Dalmatian?
Dalmatian. You would think that would be on the list, but what a load of shit it isn't. All right, so whoever gets the next one right wins, or if I just keep the dollar because I'm...
Terrier.
Terrier is not on the list.
Oh.
Nope.
Kevin, what?
You said you had no more guesses.
I'm just trying to think of any dog breed.
What about a Danif? Because I had a Danif, and he was the best huge...
Give her a buzz.
Gentle giant. Yeah,
she just gave up the game, as far as I'm concerned, with that.
But Kevin, I have to give you a hint. I have no choice in this.
Okay.
It's one of your favorite words. Wiener. Wiener.
Stop
dog.
It. Really?
Wiener dog, of course.
Wiener. Your favorite word, wiener.
I do love that. It is hilarious.
I used to have a wiener dog.
I did too.
I love that wiener dog. They're so
two of you had wiener dogs and you couldn't guess it?
No, apparently not.
You didn't have a wiener, did you? Do you have a wiener, Taylor? Show us.
This is really, this is, where's, who's HR on this show?
Is this inappropriate or is this
we
inappropriate?
Are. Sorry.
Corny is this talk inappropriate?
Nothing on our show.
All right, so number 10.
That's exactly why people love it.
Leave in the, we didn't edit out either. Just leave
right.
It. Who cares? Number 10 is Wiener Dogs. This is the first time they were on the list in 2023. German Short-Haired Pointers are number 9. Rottweilers.
Oh, wow.
Eight.
Rottweilers.
Yeah.
Surprising.
One of the most intelligent dog breeds, easy to train, willing to work. Number 7, Beagles.
Beagles, of course.
Snoopy. And you know, if you see the shadow of a beagle, they look like Snoopy. I had just recently
that's
saw
just
that.
That's just not true.
It's check it out. Go find a beagle.
Kevin.
Taylor?
Yeah.
Taylor, have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw it on a website called stuffthat'snotreal.com. Boom, you got roasted. Oh shit.
He'll never recover.
I'll see you guys later. I'm out. Number 6, poodle, bulldog, golden retriever, and German shepherd y'all got. French bulldog I accidentally gave away, but no one picked up on it. And number 1 is Labrador retriever, as you said. So
who
the
won?
Last 30 years.
I did. I won.
You had the
I
list the whole
I
time.
Don't know. I don't know if that's the case.
Pretty cool. Huh?
I
yeah, I don't think
I'm happy.
That feels wrong.
No, that's okay. That's
you right. weren't giving answers, any
yeah.
of them.
Oh,
we
yeah.
did all the work. Taylor was scared.
He's also going to sue.
I'm going to
for $1.
Yeah.
For one American
have,
dollar.
Yeah, you have the dollar, Taylor. You
it's
just
the,
take it.
Thank you.
Take
it's,
it
the prin- it's the principle. It's for the principle. Principle?
Yeah. Yeah, principle.
Sure, why not?
The principle.
You're saying it right. I don't know why you're repeating
I don't know. I got self-conscious, and I want you okay. guys to like me.
You already know we like you.
I don't know. Marcy and I are becoming friends. I just want it to be good terms.
We're buddies. We're here. Here we are. Cheers.
I struggle with situations yeah. like this where I'm in a group setting, and at some point I'm going to leave, and the rest of the people are still going to be there, and I just hate. I hate.
You don't want to miss out.
I just don't want people to say negative things about me. Like, my preference is that we all depart at the same time. I don't want it to be gone, and then you guys can go, you know?
So, I hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. We'll hang up together. 3, 2, 1, hang up.
Taylor, do you trust us?
I think I do. I trust Marcy.
Just kidding. Yes.
I trust Marcy, and she's the best part of this show. So I just feel like.
Again, don't get crazy. Now I'm feeling self-conscious.
I can edit that out. Don't worry.
Oh, my God.
We tried to get Corny to talk like a female. So, of course, we said talk like this, which was very funny. And he won't. He just won't. He pretends he can't.
Makeup doesn't make a woman a woman. And neither does a high-pitched, girly voice.
Makeup makes me a woman. So...
That is true, too. Two things can be true.
At the same time.
Did you ever have this? When I was a kid, I would answer the phone at my residence, you know? And that's what I call it, my residence. And then,
that's an odd choice of wording.
Why is that odd? That's the word.
Nobody uses the word residence.
But back then, that's the word they used. And okay. People would call my residence, and I would answer the phone. And you just go, hello, you know? And then they would think I was my mom. And it bothered me a lot.
Oh, yeah. Because your voice hadn't changed yet, you mean?
No, this was a few weeks ago.
Okay. Dude, my mom had me deal with bill collectors as her because my voice was still really high. Stop. I did it for a couple of years. True story. Yes. She's like, answer the phone. It's one of the bill collectors or whatever. And I'm like, hello, is this Mrs. Merlin? I'm like, yes. Did you send in the bill? Yes.
Is this why you became a 911 operator?
It's part of it. I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah.
Did you know that, Taylor? Sluggo was a 911 operator.
For about 5 minutes.
But yes. I had no idea.
Yeah. Would you like to call me with your emergency? Would you like me to answer your call,
no,
Taylor?
God,
if,
no.
Like your hair's on fire? Or?
Yes.
Well, cool. Anytime. Just go
he
ahead.
He was also a nudist for about 5 minutes. Would you like
also
to
also true. Not at the same time.
This is overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. I know. It's too much.
Those are both like two like 6-episode documentaries.
And we're looking at that. Yeah.
I called 911 a couple of times and like 3 times, I think. And
what?
One time I got carjacked and kidnapped.
What?
This is a long story. And one time I got punched by a stranger, and one time I saw a giant fire on the freeway. Yeah.
Story one. Let's go.
I mean, it's a 20-minute story, but I'll give you the log line. That's Hollywood term, you know. I was like 19 in Northridge. I went to school there, and some young punks pulled me out of my car while I was parked, and then they couldn't. Oh, Kevin's gonna like this too much. That's the problem here, you guys. Marcy,
what
can you make Kevin? Can you make Kevin be nice and supportive while I share a vulnerable story?
We've tried for years.
Be nice and supportive.
All right, I'm not gonna show my face. Go ahead.
I worry he's gonna get joy from this story. I didn't think this through before bringing this up.
It's okay. I got you, Taylor.
Thank you, Marcy. I feel she changes the game, Marcy.
She does.
I feel welcomed. I feel comfortable being vulnerable.
Good.
For the
You're
first
in a safe
time
space.
On anything related to Kevin. And
right.
And so they pulled me out of the car, and then they tried to steal the car, but they couldn't drive a stick shift. And then they asked me to drive them to their destination. Then I drove them. And then they got out of the car, and then I called the police, and they didn't believe me. They thought I was on drugs. And then are you on coke? Your eyes are dilated. But my eyes are always dilated for some reason. I don't know.
You have coke eyes.
I got coke eyes, baby, you know? And
So you called 911 and they were useless.
I got the helicopter, and then they asked me to describe what they looked like, and I felt really weird. I had a lot of it's just a lot of I was 19.
I am no good at describing what people look like. I'm terrible at it.
But I knew how to describe it, but the description on one of these guys was what my grandma would have thought the guy looked like who stole who stole me and my car. And like I just felt guilty, full of I talk about this in my act, but like my white guilt got me into all this as a 19-year-old idiot mixed with not knowing how to handle things, whatever. But this guy had an afro and gold chains and a basketball jersey, and I just felt crazy saying that to a cop, like just describing, and they already don't believe me. I'm a 19-year-old terrified kid, and then I lied on the description, and then they never caught the guys.
Wow.
You lied on the description. It's,
I was
so
like,
great.
They looked like nice young gentlemen, and they looked like they came from a job interview, and you know.
Because you're a good human, and wow. You feel weird doing that, right? I mean.
But I'm okay now. Thanks for asking.
Good. Oh yes.
We are good. We're gonna say goodbye. Thank you, Taylor.
Yeah, dude. Thank you so much, man.
Wow, time's up, and you're done with me. It's like that. I've done a lot of podcasts. I've never had to end with being told, "All right, we're good."
That's because we're professionals. And we know what we're doing.
I love that it's like Radio Hall of Famers going, "All right, yeah, we're literal Famer. Radio Hall of Famer." Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just the literal Radio Hall of Famer. All right, we're done now. Okay, the show's over now.
Go ahead and show yourself out. Thank you very much.
Literal Hall of Famer.
Taylor, come back. Will you please come back?
Yes, listen, dude, please do.
Listen, I adore
despite
all
the
of you.
Release just now.
It makes me like you more because I have trauma from my childhood. But I thank you for having me, and I adore you guys.
And you are the best.
If anything I can ever do to help people find out about you, got your new wonderful show, and celebrate you, please ask. And thank you for having me. I don't like Corny. Corny's a fucking douche.
Are you guys still talking?
Hey, but listen, we're not going to bully him.
Oh, he knows. Have you talked about this? Like he
does. I think he knows.
He knows. He knows, and in like 6 months when he grows a body, and he'll beat the shit out of all of us. So
yeah, I believe that's true. I very much.
We're all going to be fired, and it's going to be awful.
Yep.
I've seen Terminator. It doesn't end good.
All right, everyone.
Thank you.
Uno, two, tres,
three-fourths human with
Kevin Marcy
and Sluggo
and AI.